Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today, we have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Katherine Erickson. She is a story alchemist and a change catalyst. I am so excited with both of those terms, Katherine, so I want you to dig into that, girl, and tell us all about you.
Yeah, hi, Cheryl. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This is a real honor.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, so how did I come up with story alchemy? Well, very quickly,
yes.
I grew up here in Dallas, went to, you know, high school, went on to college, went on to graduate mm-hmm. school, did the whole thing about career and moving forward and you'll be happy when, you know, that whole thing about
right,
you'll
yeah.
be happy when.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hit my mid-40s, I realized, wait a minute, when is always in the future. I'm never going to get to when. I need to be happy now. And coming to that realization, it sounds so obvious, but it wasn't for many years. And so that started me on my spiritual journey, started reading books, following people, listening, and that just opened up a whole new world for me. And realizing that when I started working to become more authentic and more real, I started seeing all these limiting stories that I had told myself for many years. And that's when I realized, wait a minute, I chose to tell those stories. I can choose to tell a different story, and then I'll be happy. You know, then that will keep me in happiness, rather. So that's when I started working on my book, and out of that came the Story Alchemy process. So that's a kind of short, long-handed, roundabout way of explaining how I'm the story alchemist. I love to help people see their limiting stories, go through this process, and then come out on the other side with a different story that is more authentic, more real, based in love, not fear. And it has made a lot of difference to a lot of people.
That is amazing. Yes. And I know that could definitely just be a blessing within itself, learning how our story could be limiting us. I love that you said that, because I know many years I thought, man, I should just be out there speaking or whatnot, but I was afraid. So it's like, okay, that was just what was going on in my head, not knowing that
mm-hmm.
there is a tiger inside of me that wants to get out, you know?
Well, and I think everyone has that tiger. You know, I believe we're here in this time and place, and you're in your body and I'm in my body, and you're expecting yourself your way and I'm expressing myself my way. There's no good or bad, but we're all here to express something. And when you come face to face with that, what is that something? That's when the fear drops away and you realize, wait a minute, I've got a job to do. I have a place. I'm needed. My message is needed. And once you make that corner, turn that corner, the fear just drops away. And you expand into something else. You grow into who you are meant to be and who you are. And because of your courage and your bravery and your growth, it sets an example and almost shines a light for other people to follow their own path.
Yeah.
So the ripple effects are amazing.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. I am putting here in the show notes, you guys, that is one of the best things that we could do for ourselves, is realize that the fear will go away when you share your message. I mean, your message is so needed. Oh, my goodness. So that is amazing. So I just wanted to share that Katherine is the genius in helping people get through this. So if you definitely need any help in that area, she is definitely going to tell you a little bit more about how she works with people and what she can do to help you as well. So with that being said, tell me about your motivation. I call what we do providing services from the love of our heart. Tell me, what's your motivation for helping others? Where did that start for you?
Well, it started first with helping myself. You know, you can't give other people what you don't have.
Yeah.
And that's the authenticity piece. So I had to work on myself. I had all kinds of stories that, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, you know, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And it really is blah, blah, blah. But at the time, you believe it. So when you're inside those limiting stories, you can't see the potential. You can't see that you're the one holding yourself back. It always looks from the inside of those stories that it's someone else holding you back. You know, I didn't get the promotion. You know, I didn't get this person to acknowledge me or whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when you can see that those are stories and that you're really, your unconditioned self is totally unaffected by that, and that's what you're here to express. Some people call it your higher self. Some people call it your true self. But everyone knows what I'm talking about when I say that. So the label you put on it doesn't really matter. So once I connected with that unconditioned self, that's when I knew I was holding myself back.
Wow.
And you have to ask yourself with these limiting stories, who created those? Who is the you who created those stories? It really is separate from what you believe to be true about yourself. And when you start peeling back those layers and start seeing that, wait a minute, there's a constant here. There's an energy, and I didn't create it, but I have it. And I'm here to express that energy, that love. It's just an amazing process. So how do I help people? Well, right now, the way I've been doing that is through my books and my radio show. I also have a podcast called Heart Dancing Radio, and also my blog. And I'm coming out, though, Cheryl, with a series of meditations that when people start using these on a regular basis, it's going to change your world. Because, again, it's getting in contact with that stillness, that constant place inside of you that is not touched by any external circumstances, knows only love, not fear, and that is who you are. So there's all kinds of tools and techniques to get to that place. You just have to decide you want to get there.
Oh, I love that. That is amazing. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we could do for ourselves, you guys, is be open. Just be open to what's coming next. You know, be open to meeting new folks and just interacting on a whole different level. I think one of the things that I've learned most, Catherine, about the group that we met each other really is through film, is really just get to know one person. Just really dive into their life and really try to get to know. And it's so funny when we said, we really haven't talked. And I really had decided about January or maybe even like November or so last year, I said, when I go in, I'm going to try to get to know one person. And I have really done well with that. And that's what I was explaining to Robin the other day. I said, I really love the opportunity to just go and try to learn as much as I can from the woman that's there that, you know, I connect with at the moment, you know. And every month, that might be a totally different person, you know. But really just taking some time to meet others. And, boy, it makes a difference in your life. It really does, definitely. I'm excited.
Well, I love that, Cheryl. That's great. The other thing I would just add to that is we see our outside world through the lens of our stories. So if you walk into a room, a gathering like La Femme, where it's usually 30 or 40 women who are there to connect and get to know each other, but if you walk in that room thinking, oh, no one's going to like me and I'm just going to sit here, you're going to see that room and those interactions from a whole different standpoint than if you walk in with intentionality like you just described and say, you know what, I'm going to connect with one person tonight and make a good, deep connection. And that will change how you react, how you respond, what you do, what you say. So that's a perfect example. And we do that in every moment. We walk into situations or we're in a situation, but we see it through the lens of our story. So make sure that your story empowers you and encourages you to be your biggest, best, most authentic self. And by doing so, it encourages the other person to respond in kind.
So true. And that is so awesome because it's so funny. I think about a quote that I just really lived by, especially the last 5 or 6 years. And I heard this from Darnielle Jervy, and she's a coach in New Jersey. I'm going to her conference next month, so I'm so excited. And she always says, you cannot see the picture when you are the frame. So she said, everybody is the frame. And we're trying to see the picture, but we can't see the picture because we're the frame. So it's
exactly.
like we need to realize that, hey, we have some unique gifts and talents, and other people are saying, hey, look at this, you're really good at this, and we're still saying, well, no, I don't see it. I learned, you guys, sometimes you're not supposed to see it. Just take their advice,
mm-hmm.
take their word. You're really good at that, you know. So I've learned
right.
that over the years that, you know, just like with the writing, I had no idea I loved to write. I always wrote stuff, you know, but I just thought, okay, now that it's manifested into two books and I write a blog every day, Monday through Friday, I absolutely love it. That's what I do most now. It's developing content and writing stuff and just really just trying to put my message out there to the world. It's important, you guys, because there's going to be some people, some heart people, you know, some people out there just like us that are going to say, you are wonderful at, you know, helping others cope through trials and tribulations. I love to identify people's strengths, and I love for them to be shocked, really, because they don't know it's in them because it's so natural and so authentic to them. So I know that you do the same thing, don't you, Catherine?
I do. And, Cheryl, that's so wonderful the way you help people going through difficult times.
Yeah.
And discovered because of your own difficult times, you have that yeah. empathy, that compassion and understanding for what they're going through. And what a great gift that you're giving them. That is just awesome.
Definitely. Well, I just know that, you know, on this call, there's going to be people listening who are going through trials. They may have lost a loved one through death or divorce. They may have lost their job. They may just be going through bad financial times, because there's a lot of people that are working that are still not making enough money, you know, and still finding themselves
mm-hmm.
with more months than money. Tell us how you have dealt with the challenge in the past, and it could be personal or business, and what you learned in the process. Anything to just encourage the audience.
Right. Well, money is a big source of limiting stories. And
wow.
I believe that, you know, we get caught in that trap of seeing all the problems with money. And basically being fearful about it and of it. And whenever you operate out of fear stories, you're always going to limit yourself. You're going to be confined. You're going to tend to judge yourself and others. And you're always going to find yourself unworthy. And that fear, whether it's of money or a relationship or whatever, of the future, it always separates you from your unconditioned self. So that's really where I live. Is helping people reconnect to that unconditioned self, which is the self of love, which expands, confirms, and values others as well as yourself. So money is one of those topics that just everyone shares these money stories, but it doesn't have to be that way. So mm-hmm. I teach people how to see money differently. And to start looking at all the emotional baggage that we placed on money, because money is truly just a neutral thing. It's just used
yeah.
as an exchange of value. You wrote a book. I'd like to read it, so I pay money to get your book. Same thing with my book, or same thing with
yeah.
anything that we spend money on. And also
uh-huh.
when you're working and someone pays you for the time and energy and talent that you provided as part of your job, that's
mm-hmm.
also an energy exchange. So it's getting kind of past those emotional layers to what money really is. And there's a lot of good books out there on this. And
yeah.
that's what I would encourage people. If you don't have time for the coaching and time for the inner work, at least you have time to get educated and see it from a different
yeah.
perspective. And that will change your situation. When you change your own
yeah.
perspective, your own situation changes. It has to. It has to. So that's one way I do it. You were speaking of favorite quotes, Cheryl, and the one that started me on this whole journey
uh-huh.
is from Henry David Thoreau. And
mm-hmm.
when you first hear it, and I've written several blog articles about this, when you first hear it, it just sounds so simple. But as I've moved forward with my work and with heart dancing, this quote just encapsulates what I do. So if I can share that with you.
Yeah.
It's from Henry David Thoreau, and he says that it's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. Ooh. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. And for me, what that quote means is that you and I, Cheryl, can be looking at the exact same object on a table, whether it's a vase or a phone or whatever, mm-hmm. but you're going to see something different than I do, and I'm going to see something different than you do, because we each bring our own perspective and our own stories to what that neutral object is. So if you use that same analogy for money, which is so emotionally charged, and start to realize that you have a lot of fear tied up with money and it doesn't have to be that way, perhaps that's the opening that allows you to change your perspective, and changing your perspective will change your reaction, your thoughts, your words, and your actions. So you see how that's kind of a keyhole almost?
Yes, it is. It is. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a little sliver, a little opening, and when you pursue that opening, it can take you to the most unimaginable places. Because we truly live in a world of abundance. I believe that. I believe we're surrounded by abundance, and when we allow it and receive it, that's when we can have it in our lives.
Yes, that is so good and so true, and it really just, it just gives us a blueprint, you guys. That is a wonderful quote. I put that in the show notes. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. And, boy, that
yes.
is kind of, it really kind of takes you back, because it's like, that does seem simple, but when you think about it, that is really profound, you know?
Well, it is. And the way I explain it to people, it's like you're mm-hmm. sitting in a movie theater, and everything goes dark, and then the film comes on the screen, and all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I know those people. Wait a minute, that's my
yeah.
life. And you watch the movie, and then when it's over, you look, the lights come back on, and you look around, and you realize there is no one else in that movie theater. I'm the
wow.
only one who can see my movie projection, because
yeah.
I'm the writer, producer, actor,
mm-hmm.
and director. No one else's. I can't see your movie. You can't see my movie.
Yep.
So that also helps explain why people, we get in such conflicts over things when we don't
yeah.
give each other the grace to say, you have a different perspective than I do. We're trying to prove
wow.
ourselves right, and we're trying to convince the other person that our story's right and yours isn't. And that's never going to work, because for them, their
absolutely.
Story is accurate. It's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you can see how this just spins out into so many different areas of life.
It does. It does. It really does. Well, I wanted to ask you about, if you could look into the eyes of a 15-year-old Catherine, a young lady just like you, what would you say to her?
That's a great question. I would say to her to not believe everything that seems to be happening on the outside,
mm-hmm.
to not interpret those things that happen from fear, but to know that you are loved.
Oh, that's
you
awesome.
You came from love, and you are love. And when I say love, it's the unconditioned, almost you can't describe it, but you are loved, you are valued, you are seen, you are heard. And just
yeah.
keep knowing that in your heart and express from your heart. And when, you know, the girls in high school are mean to you or you're excluded from a group, that's their limiting stories playing out. That doesn't mean you are unworthy or unloved.
Absolutely. And, boy, that is so true and so needed in today's society, because if I haven't seen anything else, I've seen a big decline in just really young people that have good self-esteem. It seems like
mm-hmm.
it's just a fleeting thing right now where, you know, they feel confident about themselves. And, boy, that is so needed. It's so needed. And I just really, I know change is going to happen, and we can't change the way things are sometimes. But, boy, I wish things could go back to when we were growing up, you know, the older times, basically, you know, when things were better. It seems like they have so much to deal with now, you know.
They do. They do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, better is a relative term. It's are you showing up in every moment?
Yeah.
Or are you showing up remembering that those girls were mean to you the day before, so I'm going to kind of try to be invisible. You see what I'm saying?
Those kinds of
patterns and reactions are still here today, just like they were when you and I were in high school.
Yeah, that's true.
But
it's
how you respond to that. It's how you react. It's who you are in that moment. And you have a choice between fear or love. And I got to tell you, Cheryl, there were so many times that I chose to react from fear because that's how I thought you were supposed to react.
Yeah.
That's how I thought you were supposed to be. You know, you're not supposed to love yourself. You're not supposed to feel good about yourself. You're supposed to be humble and, you know, make the other person feel good. I mean, that's how I was raised. And I had to flip that around and say, wait a minute, I can't give them what I don't have myself.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I would tell the 15-year-old, if they would listen.
Definitely. Well, that is so true because, boy, as we look at life and just everything that goes on, just everything that happens, it's so important that we just not only leave a legacy, we just decide in our own mind that, hey, we're going to make some changes that we can help others, you know. We're going to make some changes that we can be that light and we can, you know, be the force to help young girls and young boys, too, just really have the best life that they could possibly have. I tell people if you wake up, it's a good day because almost 90,000 people die every night around the world. So if you are chosen to wake up, guess what? Have a great day. I mean, you owe it to yourself.
That. That's good.
Definitely. You really owe it to yourself. Definitely.
Yes. Let me share another quote that I just love. Maxwell Maltz is a psychologist. And I just love, whenever I hear this quote, it always makes me smile. The greatest surprise in life is the day that you discover your own self-worth.
That is awesome.
The greatest surprise in life is the day you discover your own self-worth.
Oh my goodness.
When you look at a baby, Cheryl, a baby knows her self-worth.
Wow.
There is absolutely no doubt in that child's mind. She can't express it. She can't talk about it. She has no words for it. But when you look into a baby's eyes, there is no doubt that that being, that person, knows their self-worth.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
And what happens is, I believe, that as we get older and learn to walk, and it's language, it's the words that start to separate us from our own self-worth. Because as you start to label that chair or that table or mom or dad, all of a sudden they become almost separate from you. And see, a baby doesn't see her world that way. A baby sees her world as everything is part of her. She's not separate from it. So as you move forward and develop language skills and then analytical thinking and, you know, everything else that, you know, you're taught to become a functioning person in society, then you start to feel separate. Then you start to feel alone. Then you start to feel like I'm not worth anything. And that's the road people go down. And if you can have that turn, make that decision to go in a different direction, you can get back to that place where you were as a young infant before you knew words.
Wow.
That you are totally loved, you come from love, and you are loved, and you're here to express that love as only you can express it.
Wow, that is powerful. That is really good. And I'm so glad you said that because I know that just that's where we have to start, you guys. If our self-love is out of whack, we've really got to start there, you know?
We've really just got to be so
intentional about it. You know, this is what I need to work on. And it's okay, you guys, to always, as long as you have breath, to be working on something. We're never going to be totally 100% completely, you know, okay, I've arrived now. Well, if that's the case, what is the meaning of life, you know? We're always going to be seeking for something. We're always going to be seeking and just making ourselves better and just always just striving to be the best that we could possibly be and to help other people along the way. That's for sure. That is for sure. Well, Catherine, let me tell you two different categories of people that always contact me, and I'm pretty sure that you get these calls and emails and texts and all that stuff as well. Okay, so I want you to give one piece of advice for each one. The first one is a future entrepreneur, someone just looking to start their business, you know, just going through the fear and all of that. The second one is a struggling entrepreneur, someone who might need to close their doors and start over, or someone who might need to close their doors and go get a job. So tell us your piece of advice for each one of those individuals.
Well, right, for the future entrepreneur, and I'm just coming out with a blog post about this, I call them messengers. They have a message. Mm-hmm. There's something that's inside that's powerful that they want to share with the world. And, mm-hmm. you know, instead of just kind of running out and doing it, sit with that. Make sure you understand as much as you can, and you'll know when it's time to take action. And take also an inventory of what you're good at. And I'm like you, Cheryl, I love to write. And I discovered creative writing, fiction writing, very late in my life. That's what my latest book is. It's a work of fiction. But okay. I just love that. So figure out, you know, someone else may be really good at speaking in front of people. Other people may love to use Periscope or Blab, the video side. There's so many ways to get your message out. But know beforehand, you know, kind of what your strengths are. And so for that future entrepreneur, you're more in a planning and kind of almost you're still the seed that's been planted, but it hasn't started to shoot up yet. So just mm-hmm. know that it's a process and know that it takes your growth and your development to move forward on your journey. So that's what I would tell the future entrepreneur. The struggling entrepreneur, I've been there. Just mm-hmm. do not punish yourself. There are so many stories of the people that you see as successful now. They will tell you it took them years. It took them a lot of pain, a lot of struggle, a lot of time. So my best advice to the struggling entrepreneur is twofold. The first thing is do not give up. If you have come this far and you've started to share your message and you don't think it's working, that doesn't mean it's not working. It just means that some people may not have told you that your message has helped them. So don't judge what other people have done or not done. Do what you feel that you need to do. And then the second piece of advice is you cannot compare your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel.
Yes.
You can't compare when you're still in kind of the messy part of getting your website up or developing a blog audience or a podcast audience. You cannot compare that stage that you're in to someone who has gotten the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people or has the bestseller. You're not comparing the same thing. And believe me, I fell into that trap, and I still do occasionally, but now I know when I am falling into it and I can pull myself out of it because that's fear. When you compare yourself to someone else's success, that is fear. And that will hold you back. So just know, and I've had to get off of Facebook occasionally because I'll see someone else, they just came out with a book, they hit Amazon bestseller, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, my book didn't do that. What's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. And it just cycles down. So you have to kind of, you have to be deliberate and intentional and aware to not allow those kinds of fearful thoughts to take root. You'll have them, but you just have to let them go. They're just, oh, there's a fear thought, and just let it go. Don't attach to it. So that's the advice I would give to the future and to the struggling entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Oh, my goodness, that was really good because we know that comparison is just the beginning of something bad for us, you guys. And we think, oh, my goodness, I'm not as good as so-and-so. Well, you look at their best day and compare it to your worst day. So we can't
exactly.
do that. We really can't do
and
that. And it's so easy to do, too, you know?
Well, and society kind of, you know, encourages us to do that.
Yeah.
You know, well, they're driving
yeah.
a better car than I am. Or how did she do that? They're living in a nicer house than we are, you know?
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
it's you will never feel good when you compare yourself.
Absolutely. You'll never measure up. That is so true. Oh, my goodness, that
mm-hmm.
is so true. Definitely. Well, I wanted to see, how do you stay motivated to keep going?
Oh, boy. You asked me on a great day. Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. People think that the successful people are have great days every day. And again, it goes back to intentionality. I get up every morning, have my inspirational, motivational readings, and I journal. So if I'm kind of going through something that's bothering me, I journal about it because that helps get those thoughts out of my head and onto paper, and then I can look and see that, wait a minute, that's not really what happened, or I'm reading more into this than I need to. So yeah. That's one really good technique is journaling. Another thing for me is an absolute is to meditate every day. And a lot of people think meditation is kind of this mystical woo-woo that, you know, oh, I'll never do that. But you would be amazed at the difference it can make in your life. It's really just getting back to that stillness. That's all it is. There's nothing magical about it. There's nothing mystical about it. But it's just reconnecting to that stillness and that place of authenticity. And when you do that in the morning, it changes your whole day.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. Well, I know you will recommend your own books, and we can go to your website and definitely check those out. But tell us one that you would say would be like a starter book for most people that are just really starting to do this heart work and just really starting to learn about themselves. What book of yours would you recommend? And then if you have an alternate book as well.
I would tell them to start with Heart Dancing. That's the name of my latest book.
Okay.
I wrote that as a piece of fiction because we learn by stories. And there's so many how-to books out there that tell you, okay, mm-hmm. follow these 10 steps and you'll magically become, you know, the best person ever. And
yeah.
I didn't want to approach it that way. So what I did yeah. was create this family that's going through a pretty powerful crisis. And it's how uh-huh. each person deals with that crisis and then how they come back together. And from that, you can also think about whatever is troubling you or whatever crisis you may be in and hopefully gain mm-hmm. some insight and some knowledge and some ways to deal with it and maybe a different way to look at it. So I would tell people to start with Heart Dancing. Absolutely. And then for other books, oh, my gosh. Cheryl, if you could see my bookshelf right now. There are so many books.
I know, me too.
And to recommend one would be very difficult. But
yeah.
I have to say, let me just throw this out. Brené Brown, I don't know if you know of her.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote Daring Greatly. And
yes.
Here's something. Go Google Brené Brown and watch her TED Talk on vulnerability.
Okay.
It's of the top five.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the top five TED Talks. And that will let you know if you really enjoy her message or not. And that's also a great way. TED Talks are a great way to find someone whose message resonates with you.
Yeah.
So just start exploring and have fun because you know what, Cheryl? When you decide that you're going to learn more about yourself and learn more about how to be intentional and a deliberate creator, those books will show up. When you open yourself to that intention and to that goal, that information will start showing up in your life because guess what? You're looking for it. It was there all along, but you didn't see it because you weren't looking for it.
Oh, my goodness. That is
so
true.
Yeah, it's just an amazing. And when you open up with curiosity and wanting to learn more, you do wake up every day and say, okay, bring it on. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. And I think it's just like that quote they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that
exactly.
is so true. I've seen that so many times in my own life because it just really just gives us the power, you guys. There's so much power that we have that we don't many times even utilize it. We really don't. And so we really have to just be smart about what we're doing and how we're doing things, definitely. So I just mm-hmm. encourage you to find your voice today, find the life that you were always meant to live. And, I mean, I think that can be done in several ways, but I think reading is definitely a powerful way to get started, and it's an easy way to get started. And then after you graduate with the reading, you guys, I'm just going to encourage you to reach out to Catherine. Reach out to other folks. Just reach out and learn as much as you possibly can, because with that, what I've learned about coaches, you guys, is they're going to help you do some things that you don't even think are possible in your own life. And they're going to help you become that person that you never thought you could really be, you know? So it's just so important. It's so important. So I just want you to be encouraged today. And thank you so much, Catherine, for being on the show today, because this has been truly powerful. And we just wish you massive success with all of your books and everything that you have going on. And I definitely want the audience to reach out to you and, you know, connect with you, because I just believe that we're all here to serve and give as much as we possibly can. And I put your radio show also in the show notes. And definitely you guys listen and hear what she has available online, because anywhere that we can get information and learn, we can always better ourselves. So I just encourage you to do that today. So, Catherine, do you have any closing words or anything you want to say in closing?
Yes, thank you, Cheryl, for having me on the show. And I know your audience really resonates with your message, because your message is to live from the heart and to help and serve and give to others. But before you do that, you have to receive your own love. So that's my message to the audience. Please start taking care of yourself. It's okay to do that. You need to do that, and you have to do that before you can take care of others. So be good, be well, and love yourself.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That is a wonderful message. This is Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. We spotlighted Catherine Erickson today, and it's been a wonderful conversation, you guys, on how we can change our life. I hope you download this episode and listen to it over and over again. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everyone.